Cumulus Station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is responding to claims that he talked twice with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. during the presidential campaign. At his Senate confirmation hearing, Sessions said he had had no communications with the Russians. In a statement last night, Sessions now says, quote, "I never met with any Russian officials to discuss issues of the campaign." He says, "I have no idea what this allegation is about. It is false." One Sessions meeting reportedly took place at the Republican National Convention, although it's not unusual for foreign diplomats to show up at either the Republican or Democratic National Convention.
The additional context here is that we're talking about the Russian ambassador. By July, it is known that the Russians are behind an operation that is not only hacking into Democratic Party organizations, but is releasing damaging emails, trying to undermine U.S. democracy, trying to undermine the U.S. election, and trying to meddle in those elections.
Correspondent Evan Perez. President Trump plans to meet with sailors and shipbuilders on the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford in Newport News today, as he promotes his plan for a major buildup of the nation's military. Five adults and three children are getting medical treatment this morning for carbon monoxide exposure because of a faulty furnace in their Washington home. D.C. first responders went to that home on 16th Street Southeast for a report of someone fainting. That's when they found high levels of CO when they got into the home. The Maryland House has given preliminary approval to a paid sick leave bill. It would require any business in Maryland with 15 or more workers to provide paid sick leave. The House still needs to take a final vote before the bill goes to the Senate, but the Senate is where a similar bill died last year. The unusually mild weather has many of us thinking spring already. But doctors say it is still flu season.
Flu season in our area usually lasts about 13 weeks. Right now, we're in about week number 10, according to Dr. Richard Brooks with Maryland's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. And while all these days in the 70s may have you thinking we're done with the virus, he says it's not true.
Just having a warm winter doesn't necessarily mean you're going to see less influenza.
In fact, Maryland and Virginia right now are at high intensity levels for the virus, and health officials say it's not too late to get a flu shot. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, there are lots of pluses to a mild winter, and one of them can be seen on area roads. Usually around this time of year, complaints about potholes start to spike, but not so much this year.
Generally, yes, there have been fewer complaints.
Jenny McCord of VDOT says potholes are usually formed thanks to continual freezing and thawing, of which there hasn't been much this winter.
The temperatures have been just much more mild this winter, and we are seeing fewer potholes than we have in previous winters.
Which means not only does their budget get a bit of a break, but
that's extra time to do other things like ditching, working on drainage issues, mowing, picking up litter.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Starting Saturday, Metro riders on the entire Blue Line and on the Yellow Line between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square will be waiting up to 24 minutes between trains because of SafeTrack Surge 13.
Blue and Yellow Line trains will be continuously single-tracking between Braddock Road and Huntington Van Dorn Street. Metro board member Christian Dorsey.
The ripple effects of this surge will affect large varieties of riders throughout the system.
He says if you connect to Arlington from VRE or Crystal City Station, use ART Bus Route 43 instead,
which will take you from Crystal City on the Blue Line over to Roslyn, which gives you connections all throughout the metro system.
To connect to the Pentagon, use ART Bus Route 42. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,116, the NASDAQ at 5904. Sports, another win for the Wizards as they beat the Raptors. College ball, wins for both GW and George Mason. NHL, the Caps are home against New Jersey tonight. And in Florida, wins for both the Nats and the O's. WMAL News Time 804, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins.
Starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
It's a new year, and everything is different. Will your financial future still be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, heard right here every weekend. Come learn what you need to know in my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll discover how to get the most from your IRAs and your retirement accounts at work. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and how to protect and distribute your assets to your heirs exactly how you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to McLean, Tuesday, March 7th, Bethesda, Wednesday, March 8th, Beltsville and Leesburg, Thursday, March 9th, all 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Dunkin's Cold Brew is a unique coffee experience. Small batches are steeped for hours in cold water for an ultra-smooth taste. And now there's a new sweet and salted cold brew. Deliciously sweet with salted whipped topping for a cool new take on cold brew. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Difficult rush hour in many areas. Let's start on 66. Still see fire and rescue units at the crash. Eastbound 66 at Nutley Street. They blocked the right half of the roadway. You are able to get onto that exit to get onto Nutley Street, but very slowly with caution there. On the inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale, slowing again from near the toll road off and onto the Legion Bridge. On the toll road, the broken down car inbound, eastbound after the Fairfax County Parkway. Now, crews told me they had to the shoulder, but I'm still looking at pretty intense delays coming off of the Greenway. Had a broken down on the freeway coming out of Virginia. That's been cleared, but the delay's intense out of Newington. Had an accident on the westbound side of the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel with 295 bogged down. Sunshine, Maryland. You need to avoid a stretch of New Hampshire Avenue due to an incident. It's going to be 650 New Hampshire Avenue west of Georgia Avenue. Pretty much at a standstill each direction. So coming southbound, you won't be able to work over toward Brighton Dam Road very well. Stick with George Avenue into Brookville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should stay in the low 50s. The weather story today, however, is the wind, and it is ripping out of the west-northwest. Cloud, sunshine, and still some gusty winds this afternoon as we stay in the low 50s. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, some clouds around. 43, and still quite windy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Burke, 45 in Beltsville, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Joe Biden's son is now in a relationship with his late brother's widow. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this very windy Thursday morning. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat of Maryland, of course, and top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Good morning to you, Senator.
Brian, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
We wanted to have you talk about your thoughts about the president's address, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the news of the day regarding the attorney general and the reports that he met with the Russian ambassador two times. And then the questions have been raised about whether or not he mentioned that during his confirmation hearings. Your thoughts on that?
Well, the timing of that contact is very much a concern. It was in his office during the period in which the Russian interference in the U.S. elections was very much in the minds of many of us. So it's a conversation that we would like to know more about, and I'm hoping that the Attorney General will provide more information.
You voted against Jeff Sessions to be the Attorney General of the United States, just to get that on the record.
That's correct.
But he says that it didn't have anything to do with the campaign. It was part of his responsibilities as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Well, I understand that, and that may in fact be the case. But it's I think we need to know more. And quite frankly, there's some disappointment that conversation, at least the meeting, didn't come out during the Senate confirmation process. If it had nothing to do with the elections, then why wasn't that information made available during the confirmation process?
All right. Turning to the president's speech the other day, many people thought it was a pretty good speech on behalf of the president. The polls seemed to suggest that it went over well with the American public. Democrats largely sat on their hands. Are there areas that you heard in that speech where you might be able to find common ground where you can work with this president?
Well, we certainly hope that we can work to advance the interests of America. So we do want to work together where we can. When he talked about rebuilding America, the Democrats have strongly supported the infrastructure proposal that will allow us to modernize our roads and our bridges and our transit system. So, yes, I think that's an area where we can work together. I must tell you that there was a lot of inconsistencies in the speech. I mean, he talked about, for example, clean water, which is very important to us in our region. but it was the same day that his executive order repealed the waters of the U.S. regulation, which is important for water quality. So we saw inconsistencies during the speech, but quite frankly, yes, we hope there's areas we can work together, but so far we haven't seen that much cooperation.
Senator, you are set to oppose Dr. Ben Carson for HUD secretary. And I'd like to know why, because Ben Carson grew up in HUD housing, so he lived it. Who better to head the department than someone who has lived the experience?
Well, Dr. Carson is a fine person. He's an incredible surgeon. He himself acknowledges that he has very little background or information in order to run the HUD. It's not the area of his expertise. It's not the area of his interest. And I would have hoped that they would have found a better suit, a better match for his talent.
But he did pass out of committee unanimously. That was sort of interesting, I thought.
Well, if I recall correctly, I think it might have been a voice vote. We'll see how the vote goes this afternoon or this morning on the floor of the Senate. But my guess is that that he will be confirmed and he will have Democratic support. There's no question about that. As I've indicated, he's a good person. I just think it's the wrong position for him. Housing, we need affordable housing. We need a person who's going to advocate in the Trump administration for resources going to help people be able to afford decent, affordable housing. Someone who can stand up to the president or members of the cabinet that have different priorities. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that's the right person to argue for or advocate for the type of resources that we need in order to deal with the housing stock. You look at the nation's capital, D.C., you look at Baltimore, they need someone who's going to really fight for resources going to help people who are in desperate need.
Your name has popped up in a couple of stories, one in the Baltimore Sun, I think in the New York Times as well, regarding the actions of the Obama administration and the waning days of that administration as the campaign was going on, efforts of some have suggested to thwart the efforts of the Trump campaign. And it has been said that you received a big batch of documents as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, as the ranking member, rather, of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, from Secretary Kerry at the State Department that had something to do with Russian involvement in the campaign. Can you clarify what you got from the State Department?
Certainly. In the normal course of oversight, I had requested information from the State Department as it related to Russia. They made information available. It was marked classified, so I'm not at liberty to talk about the specific information that was made available. It was made available to our committee. Both the Democrats and Republicans got copies of those documents, and it was part of our normal oversight of the relation with the State Department, and we specifically wanted it in regards to Russia.
One assumes, however, that if there was something there that was truly damaging and truly specific, that it would have come out in some form or fashion before the election.
I think that's a safe assumption, although I can't comment on the specific information.
Oh, I'll take that as much as you can say, given the fact of I think it should be pointed out that nothing did come out as a result of that. But do you have a problem with an active administration? I mean, we've been very concerned about the Russians perhaps being involved in the campaign, but you actually had a sitting president who apparently was working behind the scenes, according to these stories, against the efforts of the Trump campaign.
That I am not aware of. I'm not aware of anything to the contrary. Every contact we had with President Obama, he was particularly cautious not to do anything that would be could have any impact on trying to use his office as it related to Russia and information about Russia to affect the election.
Is there anything, now that Donald Trump is president, is there anything the Democrats will work with him on, that they'll work with the Republicans on?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we want our country to move forward. The elections are over. We've got to govern. We're very interested in governing. We hope that there'll be an effort made to really work together and to listen to what we have to say. We're not going to roll over and give up our principles, but we will very much want to sit down, compromise. Compromise is not a bad thing. The president talked about immigration reform. We want a comprehensive immigration reform bill to pass. If he'll work with us, but we're not going to support proposals that we think are anti-American, like a Muslim ban, but we will work for immigration reform that allows people to come to this country in a lawful manner to help America's future. So, yes, I hope there's areas we can work together.
Senator Ben Cardin, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
It's 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Silver Spring, East-West Highway, 16th Street for the crash. Looks like police at the scene, but you can get through. A little extra time, though. No problems to report top side of the Beltway currently, but boy, we're jammed solid. 95 to Georgia Avenue, southbound 95 in Calverton, crash reported. Sunshine, Maryland, again, reminder, you can avoid 650 New Hampshire Avenue, just west of Georgia Avenue. Solid lineup. In fact, if you're trying to come southbound over toward Brighton Dam Road, it is just at a standstill with the incident. Take Georgia Avenue south into Brookville. Big workaround for you. 108, looks like we have an incident near Zion Road and Brookville Road right in that area. Slows 108 in each direction. No change, Virginia on 66 with the accident at Nutley Street. Still blocks the right side of the roadway. So coming east from near the Fairfax County Parkway, we've linked up to those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 51 degrees. It's going to be windy, though, with winds occasionally gusting over 41 miles an hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and a low of 34 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll see those winds increase with winds, again, occasionally gusting over 40 miles an hour with a high of 42 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it is 46 degrees at 8:16.
If you need a new heating and cooling system, ARS Rescue Router is now offering a 60-month, zero-interest loan with approved credit for a limited time. Call ARS Rescue Router now or visit arsofvirginia.com to schedule your free consultation.
The blossoms on the tree, stir up the honeybee.
Oh, spring is here. That's what that means. Spring is here. And joining us right now to talk about spring, which means the Cherry Blossom Festival right here in Washington, D.C., is Diana Mayhew, who is the president of the National Cherry Blossom Festival. Diana, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
So I know Brian has been really interested in following this story because this is going to be one of the earliest times that you have the Cherry Blossom Festival, correct?
Yes, it is. We originally scheduled it for March 20th, which is normal. Every year, the fest starts on the first day of spring.
Mm-hmm. So when will you be having it this year, since that's when you originally scheduled it for? When will it actually be this year?
So to coincide with the blossom blooming this year, we are moving the start date up 5 days. So this year's festival will be March 15th, but we will continue it through the normal date of April 16th with all the events and programs and tours that we have already planned will be going as scheduled.
What does it take to move it 5 days?
Well, how this changes is really what we're moving is the Tidal Basin Welcome Area and the ANA Performance Stage. We had over 100 performers scheduled to be on the ANA stage, and therefore, if we're moving all of that up to coincide, because that area is right there where the blossoms are, right at the Tidal Basin.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we really need to move. So that's the biggest difference, but it is fine. I mean, we're flexible. We're an event team. We have already made lots of arrangements to make this happen. And so we'll be there to entertain all the guests as they come to see the blossoms. And then the festival's job really is to continue the event springtime celebration in D.C. beyond the blossoms, beyond the Tidal Basin.
If these blossoms are to reach peak on the 14th, if that were to happen, that would be the earliest that they'd ever peaked in the history of the Cherry Blossom Festival. Isn't that correct?
That's what I understand from the Park Service. But again, peak means 70% of all blossoms. So I think that at this time, they're thinking that's going to be the beginning of the peak.
Mm-hmm.
They'll last, you know, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Normally, a peak is 3 to 4 days, but I've experienced when they bloomed on a very warm day, and all of a sudden it got cold, and they stayed on for 17 days.
Wow.
So that was very unusual, but you just never know. I think people should really continue to look at the webcam and also just listen to the news and see if they're still out there, because they could be out there much longer. We just don't know based on this crazy weather.
I've often thought this whole deal of forecasting when the blossoms are going to peak and everything is sort of like, you know, Punxsutawney Phil. I mean, I'm not sure it's all based in science. Some of it is just trying to put your finger in the air and just making a wild guess, isn't it?
Well, no, the Park Service has a pretty strategic scientific way to see, and there's four stages of the blooming. Now, again, that can be affected by Mother Nature to slow it up, but what they normally projected on of the normal weather pattern or what they see is going to happen. Now, because the press conference happened yesterday and the blossoms are blooming, it's an easier way to predict. Now, we've had a press conference on the same date, but there is no sight of blossoms out there, and that is a little bit more of a gamble with Mother Nature.
And this is a very special year because this year, 2017, marks the 105th anniversary of Japan's gifting us with the trees and the 90th anniversary of the festival. So this is a really big event this year.
Yes. So, you know, you can only imagine how many millions of people that this festival or these blossoms have brought people over the years. So, you know, we have a fabulous treasure here in Washington, but there are 4 weeks of events. Keep an eye on the schedule. We have opening ceremony on March 25th and the Kite Festival the following weekend. The parade this year will be the third week of the festival because Easter is the last weekend, and that's the only time we change the format of the parade.
Right.
And then the finale will be at the wharf with the fireworks festival. So there's so much happening. Amazing exhibits, tours, just so much happening. And April 11th will be Blossoms in Baseball at Met Stadium.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It sounds like it's always a great fun, and it's a tremendous thing for the city. It brings in a tremendous amount of income for people who come in to see the blossoms. Mary, new to town, is anxious to go down and see them. I've been many, many years. Always a great thing. But I just have one question. Can you guys do anything about the bus traffic down around the tidal basin? Because I'm telling you, there it gets where it's almost impossible to make your way through town at times.
Well, you know, it's nothing much you could control. The good news and the bad news, people are interested in coming and seeing it. And you put 40 people on a bus, better than 40 cars. So
I was just going to say that.
So it, you know, everybody should just enjoy, take your time, walk down there. I mean, you can metro and then walk down, or you can Uber and get close enough and then walk. People enjoy it. They're in such a good mood. But again, a lot of people love it. The traffic is slow. That's the way they look at the blossoms.
Now, being new to town, as Brian said, you mentioned there's a kite festival, there's a parade. What other type of events are there that you can fill a month with?
Oh, again, we have over 45 participating organizations that...
But what are they doing? Is it a food festival? What is it?
Well, after the parade, we actually have the Japan American Society produce the Sakura Matsuri Festival. So you'll go over to Yards Park, and you'll have a Japanese festival, street festival, and there's entertainment. Again, at the Tidal Basin, we do 100 performances over 19 days.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Diana Mayhew, best of luck with the festival, and thank you so much for joining us on WMAL. We've got traffic and weather coming up next.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Arlington or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hi, it's Jamie Whitten. Have you ever dreamed of going to a dentist and actually enjoying the visit? Think that's impossible? No, it's not. It can happen. And I will tell you where that dream place is. It's Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And all thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. They took great care of me, and I know they'll take great care of you. It's so important to get those dental visits in. And I know some people have dental fear, but don't worry. These dentists are great. They provide personalized attention while being non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. And everything is talked about in advance. I loved it. I felt so comfortable sitting there talking with them. It's all 100% permission based. So they proceed at the speed you are comfortable with. And you know, I know speed, whether it's fast or slow. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or just looking for a great dentist, just call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. She's at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or you can visit Bethesda Sedation Dentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, slight change for the better, but we're still quite slow. 66 East at Nutley Street, it's now just one right lane blocked at the scene of the crash, so they're making some progress. But overall, as you come through Manassas, almost back out of Gainesville, to Centerville, linking up with these delays toward Nutley Street, so plan for this heavy volume here. Same story on the toll road coming off of the Greenway. Delays, boy, those are intense. Before you even get to 606, at the broken down after the Fairfax County Parkway. Looks like commuters getting a little frustrated sitting in that stop and go. It looks like now we have a new problem. Crash, eastbound toll road after the Reston Parkway. Maryland, Upper County, boy, we have some major problems. First on 108. It's going to be west of Georgia Avenue for the crash near Zion Road. Slows in each direction of 108. And Sunshine on New Hampshire Avenue, east of Georgia Avenue. That's jammed each direction down toward Brighton Dam Road due to the incident. Getting into town, no problems out of Annapolis and Bowie, so that looks good. It's inside the Beltway. We're still slow to DC 295. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back pain brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. M-E-E. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fronts through, the rain, severe weather done. Now gusty winds, a mixed cloud and sun today. The winds gusting in excess of 40 miles per hour. Temperatures stay in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's getting colder. It's 45 degrees at 8:27.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime. And most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
You work hard. Does your portfolio do the same? Tune into Investing Sense every Saturday at noon or visit investingsense.com for rational, sensible investing advice.
Did you know there are several different pricing strategies when it comes to selling your home? The strategy we like is paying lower real estate commissions. Hi everyone, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid strategy gives our clients the services they need while saving them thousands in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
These days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing community whose members share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. Best of all, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. If you're a Christian looking for a truly affordable healthcare solution, MediShare is just what the doctor ordered.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 8:29 coming up. We've got the Big Bang Theory, a cast willing to take a pay cut in order to share their salary with their lesser paid co-workers. Would you do that? It is now 8:30. Here's WMAL News next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and there is breaking news this hour. The Pentagon confirms U.S. airstrikes overnight against Al-Qaeda in Yemen.
Of course, this coming about a month after that controversial raid on the ground that left one Navy SEAL dead and a number of civilians also killed. What we don't know may be the most interesting question. Was the intelligence that led them to conduct these airstrikes overnight, did any of that intelligence come from that controversial raid on the ground a month ago? We do not know the answer to that yet.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. The Justice Department confirms that Attorney General Jeff Sessions met twice with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. last year during the presidential campaign, but he failed to disclose that during his Senate confirmation hearing. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says he's concerned by the timing of Jeff Sessions' contacts with the Russian ambassador. Sessions says he met with the ambassador as part of his responsibilities as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Senator Cardin says
that may in fact be the case, but it's I think we need to know more, and quite frankly there's some disappointment that conversation, at least the meeting, didn't come out during the Senate confirmation process. If it had nothing to do with the elections, then why wasn't that information made available during the confirmation process?
Cardin spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Authorities in Northern Virginia are investigating a threat received by a mosque in Falls Church. A note in an envelope read, quote, "Kill all Muslims." It's the third such incident in the area in the last few days, following a spate of threats recently against Jewish schools and community centers. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,116, the Nasdaq at 5904. Sports, the Wizards beat the Raptors. College basketball, GW and George Mason each get a win. NHL, the Caps host New Jersey tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win and the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're going to be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With two-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321321.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every 2 rugs cleaned, you get a 3rd rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. A little bit better news. The crash gone. Eastbound at Nutley Street. Nothing left to check out. The not so good news, of course, it was there for a while. Almost continuous delay coming out of Manassas. It's turned out to be a doozy everywhere here this morning. If you're getting off of 66 at 29 Centerville and you're going northbound, we have a crash at the intersection of 29 Lee Highway and Stringfellow Road. They've stopped traffic here momentarily. Jammed is the Greenway onto the toll road. Had a stalled car near the Fairfax County Parkway. Now an accident near the Reston Parkway. So busy, busy. Or could be more busy getting into town. 2 earlier problems on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. 1 each direction, giving us delays out of Newington, 395 into town. Off of the Beltway, if you're coming around, say, from Oxon Hill, northbound 295 jammed across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Again, Sunshine, Maryland, if you can avoid New Hampshire Avenue, 650 east of George Avenue. That is just at a standstill each direction for the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through. Now a northwest wind is ripping this morning. High profile vehicles. Hang on to that steering wheel. Wind advisory until 10. Winds gusting to 40 plus miles an hour. Mixed clouds and sunshine otherwise. We probably stay in the low 50s all day. Might fall a little. Some clouds, 35 tonight. Wind increases again tomorrow with a few clouds around. Only 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Springfield, 43 in Damascus, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 8:37. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. So, Brian, if I was making less money than you, if I were making less money than you, would you give up some of your paychecks so that I can make more money?
No chance at all.
Well, at least
let's just establish that right off the bat.
Well, this song may sound familiar to some of you because these are the people we are talking about. Cut 17, Mike, if you can cue that up for us. Cut 17. This may sound familiar to people who are fans of the show, and then you will know the group of people we are talking about.
All started with the Big Bang. Music and mythology, Einstein and astrology, it all started with the Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory. I know, Brian, you're a fan of the show.
I am a fan of the show as well.
Love the show. Well, the original 5 actors on the show who play Raj and Penny and Sheldon and Leonard.
Right.
And, oh my gosh, Howard Wolowitz. They are the original 5 actors on the show. They are all currently making $1 million an episode.
I just checked it out. There are 24 episodes per season.
Oh my
so they're,
God.
Each of those actors is making $24 million. The total cost of paying just those first original 5 actors every season is $120 million.
So you have so you ask yourself, well, what about the actresses who play Bernadette and Amy, Melissa Rauch, and Mayim Bialik, who we know she was a child actress. They joined the show in season 3. They are only earning $200,000 per episode. Which I understand when you're coming onto a show new that you're going to start out later because the show has been established and those first five actors who joined the show made it popular and made the show possible to even have a season three. So they should be making more money. But should it be $1 million compared to $200,000?
Yeah.
Especially when they are well entrenched now in the storylines. Both those actresses are very well entrenched in the storylines. So they probably should be making more money. So the other five actors got together and said, we will give up $100,000 for each episode as long as that money is funneled to Mayim and Melissa so that they can now get $450,000 each per episode.
Well, these are first world problems, no doubt, because, I mean, even paying $100,000 an episode, they're walking away with, $200,000 an episode, they're walking away with $4.8 million a season.
Which is great.
That's not bad money.
No, it's not.
I mean, that's not bad money. If it were to go to 450, let me just do the math here, times 24, that would be $10.8 million.
Good. That's great.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. I mean, the original five actors did not start out making $1 million.
Right.
Why did they start making $1 million? They started making $1 million because they came in and, as actors, made the show work. I mean, no matter how good the script is, you still got to have actors who can come in and are likable and that people engage with and that they find charming and watchable and all of that. And that show definitely had that. And the first five came in and they made the show work. So over time, their salaries, I'm sure they weren't being paid $1 million an episode to begin with, but because it became a big hit and they wanted to cash in on part of that success, it eventually became $1 million. So they got it going. The actors that come in behind, although they are now very integral parts of the show, weren't originally that integral to the show. They could have come, they could have gone, they could have been there for a season, they could have gone away, especially Sheldon's love interest, Mayim Bialik. She could have gone away any time. She could have been written out.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my thinking. I think that it is upon the people who made the show successful. They should be paid more money. And the people who come in and who are trying to, who come in later, maybe not so much. But, look, the market will pay what the market will pay. And if these people want to give up $100,000 per episode and funnel it to these other two actors, then that's a generous gesture.
Yes, it is.
But, I don't think that it should be required. And if I were one of the member of the original five and I had some qualms about it, now I'm in a position where, what, you're not going to go along with this? They're going to lose, each of them going to lose about, $240,000.
Would you hold out, if you were a Mayim or a Melissa, would you hold out for a full pay parity? Because they've been on the show now for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
So would you hold out for a full pay parity?
They would be written off so quick.
Do you really think so?
Because it gets to the point when you're already paying, the original five, $120 million, it gets to the point where they can't afford to do that. It doesn't make any financial sense for the show to go forward if you're going to go in the hole. Now, they say that the show, since it began, has made about $1 billion. Isn't that amazing?
So they can afford...
But there are production costs
true.
And stuff.
Writers,
and
well, listen, if you don't have good writers, and the writers probably aren't making close to what the actors are making, if you don't have good writers, you don't have a good show. So the writers probably aren't even making close to what the actors are making. So Brian,
here's the reverse question. If the situation were that I came in here second and I said, well, Mary, it's not fair. Could you give me a little of your salary? How would you feel about that?
Well, it depends on how long you had been on the show. If you had been on the show with me for a couple of years and the show was doing really well and we were getting great ratings and I realized that you were an integral part of the show and the chemistry is with you is what makes it work, then I would be open to it.
Well, that, of course, is a fact.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right, then I would be open to it. But considering the roles with that question are reversed, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, I can at least admit that I would. I've hit that age in my life where if I were making a lot of money, I've hit that age even not making a lot of money where I don't need stuff. I don't need any more stuff. So what am I going to do with the money? So I would rather give it to people that I want to give it to and go that way with it.
And I wonder if they get a tax deduction out of that.
That's really where you go with that.
Well,
that's where your brain goes.
Yeah, listen, we got to work every angle.
Lovely. It's 844 on WMAL.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2017 with everything you need to hit the water. March 10th through the 12th, shop special show pricing on ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center March 10th through the 12th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit NationalCapitalBoatShow.com. That's NationalCapitalBoatShow.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 8:45 now. WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, we started off the morning rush hour. I was talking about intersections that were dark because of the gusty winds may have knocked down some of those lights or power lines. However, never thought it would cause such a huge backup here in Sunshine, Maryland. I've been looking at this massive delay on 650 New Hampshire Avenue, east of Georgia Avenue. All the police can tell me right now is it's the signal light at Brighton Dam Road, which is a long distance. So again, if you can avoid 650 New Hampshire Avenue in Sunshine, Maryland, between Georgia Avenue and Brighton Dam Road, save yourself some time. Also, a crash, 108 Olney-Laytonsville Road, west of Georgia Avenue near Brookville Road. For accident activity, you're under police direction. Hey, 270, no late problems. Still have a little bit of stop and go through Urbana, and then most of the way south of Gaithersburg toward the lane divide, inner loop into Bethesda, outer loop toward the American Legion Bridge. Second problem of the morning on the toll road jams us off the Greenway to get past the Reston Parkway. This one, the crash earlier was a stalled car. And into the district on the southeast southwest freeway, each direction very slow, late to recover here from two separate incidents. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should stay in the low 50s. The weather story today, however, is the wind, and it is ripping out of the west-northwest. Cloud, sunshine, and still some gusty winds this afternoon as we stay in the low 50s. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, some clouds around, 43, and still quite windy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 45 degrees at 8:46.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would say. I'm going to go get some on myself today. It's a wonderful line. I own some of it. I'm going to give a free commercial here. Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online.
Oh, we all remember when Kellyanne Conway said that and it landed her in hot water. Well, a White House lawyer found no nefarious motive in her promotion of Ivanka Trump's products, which I tend to agree with. I don't think she had anything other than, hey, it's a great product. I don't think she meant anything ill by it. It's probably just ignorance of not knowing, you know, you can say this, you can't say that, your position's changed, so you can't say this. I think it has something to do with that.
Apparently they concluded that it was inadvertent and it was highly unlikely to happen again, which right. I think was true. It may have been that Kelly was unfamiliar with it. She was just winging it. Look, I have great sympathy for people who are wired up and on a microphone, mm-hmm. In fact, on camera in this particular case, and you're winging it and you're ad-libbing and you say something that almost as soon as it comes out of your mouth, you know, I wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah.
And this has happened to me on more than one or two occasions. And I have sympathy for that because you walk into a tightrope when you're in that situation.
Right.
And, there are going to be times where things don't come out perfectly, that your words are less than artful. So I've never really thought this was a thing. They pulled her in. They said, Kelly, you can't do that. And that ought to be the end of it. Okay, that's the end of it. It was a mistake. It wasn't done with any nefarious purpose in mind. She was trying to be clever. It fell flat. It was a mistake. It was against the rules. She's been counseled. That's the word they use, counseled, and that's all done. So, you know, let it rest.
Yeah. Now, there isn't. Kellyanne Conway's in another story that shockingly is not getting a lot of press. IJ Review, independent journal review writer Benny Johnson, tweeted out that at the Washington Press Club Foundation dinner last night, Louisiana Democratic Representative Cedric Richmond made a joke about that picture that we've all seen of Kellyanne Conway sitting on the couch
with her feet tucked up under her.
And apparently she was trying to get out of the picture that was being taken of Donald Trump.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah, and so she was apparently trying to get out of the picture with Donald Trump, President Trump, and the leaders of the historically black universities and colleges. So she's trying to get out of the picture. Well, according to this writer, Benny Johnson, for IJ Review, the joke was, y'all seen that photo of Kellyanne on the couch? She looks familiar in that position.
Whoa.
Now, Johnson then later tweeted that he spoke with Congressman Cedric Richmond and said, Kellyanne looks very comfortable in that position, and then laughed. So he went from familiar in that position to comfortable in that position.
And Either way, it was way out of line.
And he said, Benny tweeted out, for the record, the congressman may have said comfortable instead of familiar.
Doesn't matter. Either way, it's wrong.
The recording will show, not sure which is worse. Now, imagine if a white Republican had said the same thing about a black female Democrat. Front page news, outrage galore. Correct?
You're absolutely correct.
It is 850 on WMAO.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Fake news is everywhere these days, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what's not. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Gone are the days when people only got their information from reading the newspaper or watching the evening news. More and more, people are getting their news online. When stories show up in your Facebook feed, for example, it can be hard to tell which ones are legit and which ones just have well-written headlines. Our friends at Common Sense Media put together a list of tricks to help you spot the fake news. For example, look for unusual URLs that don't end in .coms. Look for signs of low quality, such as spelling errors, grammatical errors, lack of sourcing, or sensationalist images. And look for the story on another news site you trust to verify. If it's just one outlet reporting something, it doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong, just that you should dig a little deeper. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion? Here in the shower.
In the shower?
I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It's a lotion that works with water to instantly lock in moisture from my shower. My skin stays soft and luminous all day without a heavy, sticky feel. It's all-day moisture made simple.
Well, I did always teach you to enjoy the simple things in life. Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
Of course, Mom. You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
There are five times more hires made through Indeed.com than any other job site. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners. A basketball game with five times more dunks. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Indeed's easy to use. You can post a job in minutes. You can even set up automatic screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. And once resumes start rolling in, you can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms and conditions apply.
Considering relocating? Don't miss the largest Ideal Living Expo ever this weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner. Consider and compare over 90 desirable destinations from the Carolinas to Florida and new communities from Texas, Arizona, Bahamas, and more. Attend presentations such as Choose Your Ideal Place and Consider Your Ideal Lifestyle. Find your ideal destination and lifestyle this weekend at the Ideal Living Expo. Call 866-418-1028 or visit ideal-living.com for free admission. 866-418-1028 or ideal-living.com.
855 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and still some of our trouble spots continue to be the toll road as you come off the Greenway jammed and head through Herndon and Reston. Had two separate problems, one broken down, one accident, both after the Fairfax County Parkway. But it looks like your travel lanes are open, so patience through that area. Also, 66, what a ride we have here. Manassas, a solid lineup to Nutley Street. Incidents along the way gone. Now, if you're getting off of 66, taking 29 and through Centerville, under police direction, 29 Lee Highway at Stringfellow Road for the crash into town. It was each direction on the freeway. Slowing now as you come off of 395, almost back at the Beltway, to the southeast southwest freeway. The stalled clear, and then the westbound side near the 3rd Street Tunnel was a crash. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through. Now a northwest wind is ripping this morning. High-profile vehicles, hang on to that steering wheel. Wind advisory until 10. Winds gusting to 40-plus miles an hour. Mixed clouds and sunshine otherwise. We probably stay in the low 50s all day. Might fall a little. Some clouds, 35 tonight. Wind increases again tomorrow with a few clouds around. Only 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 45 degrees at 8:56.
One of the most fearsome fighting forces on the planet has never seen a gun and is outnumbered 1 billion to 1. With algorithms and centrifuges, it fights the most fearsome enemy on Earth. An enemy that doesn't care when it attacks or who it attacks. One of the most fearsome fighting forces on Earth doesn't take lives. It saves millions of them. Armed with tenacity, inspiration, innovation, and support from all of us to battle and defeat disease. Every day, the 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies leap into the unknown to pioneer tomorrow's breakthrough cures. Side by side with brave patients, thousands here in D.C. in clinical trials to find the next groundbreaking medicine, one of which may save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine, for all of us, where together, we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Be honest. Last time you saw your parents, were you afraid they might fall? If they do fall, do you think they could cope without help? If you're shaking your head, this message could save their life. We're Bay Alarm Medical, the number one rated help on demand service for seniors. We want to give you important safety information for free to help keep your parents safe at home. Simply call 1-800-600-1252. Bay Alarm Medical's alert service gives seniors instant access to the help they need at a touch of a button, 24/7, contacting family, friends, neighbors, or 911 services if needed without false alarms. Today's life-saving free information contains crucial tips we've learned keeping seniors safe for over 70 years. This free information can help prevent falls and make day-to-day life safer at home. For this important free information, plus a free quote on America's number one medical alert service, call 1-800-600-1252. That's 1-800-600-1252.
You know, I've been getting a lot of feedback from social media. You want to hear some quotes? Every time I hear that annoying voice of Jimmy from Zipa, I want to tear my ears off my head. You see the hypocrisy here, people? First of all, you know, you got to listen to my commercial for maybe 60 seconds. But what about that person snoring next to you all night long? That person sleeping next to you, they can't turn your mouth or your nose down, can they? No, they got to go sleep on the couch. Get this fixed. ZYPPAH.com. Zipa.com.
Don't miss Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Eric Burdon and the Animals at the Robert E. Perilla Performing Arts Center, Montgomery College, Rockville Campus on March 6th at 8 p.m. Burdon's soulful voice is the driving force of the legendary hits House of the Rising Sun, and we gotta get out of this place. For information, visit montgomerycollege.edu/BAC or call 240-567-5301.
Well, let's see. Tomorrow being Friday, we'll have Brett Baer join us. We'll be talking about that looming executive order on immigration, which is still pending, and more on Metro and their SafeTrack surge, the next developments there. So just a few of the things we have lined up for tomorrow here on Mornings on the Mall.
And look who's here.
Can you imagine such a thing? Hey, Jeff Sessions is the new target of the Obama administration and the Democrats. And a lot to say about that. Interesting stuff. And ICE arrests an illegal moments.